Tomorrow, it will be 25 years since this song came out.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot. It's a song that keeps coming up over the years. It was even referenced in the animated kids movie Sing last year. NPR's Andrew Limbong has the story behind the original.
Baby Got Back starts with kind of a heartbreaking scene. It's a white woman talking to her friend Becky, straight up mocking a black woman.
Gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
That was what, you know, it was like a kind of blown out, glorified version of what was actually being said at that time.
Anthony Ray, a.k.a. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Basically, pop culture was at that time waif thin, big hair, fake boobs, you know, and that was what they thought beautiful was.
Picture 90s era runway models.
Anything other than that was not considered beautiful. And because of the way it was discussed publicly, it made women who had naturally curvy bodies, the Serena Williams, the Beyoncés of the world at that time, would always run around with sweaters wrapped around their waist.
When I heard it, I just felt so, it was so affirming.
In the mid-90s, Erin Aubrey Kaplan was a staff writer at LA Weekly, and she wrote a big feature article about the paradoxical way black women's butts were seen, using Baby Got Back as an epigraph. Her piece went something like this.
Every day, my butt wears me. Tolerably well, I'd like to think, and has ever since I came full up on puberty about 20 years ago and had to wrestle it back into the Levi 501s it had barely put up with anyway.
She admired the way Baby Got Back cut through the timidity people had talking about butts.
Was saying to me and to other black women, you know what? You have a great shape, and you know what? White people think that too, but they just can't say it. You know, even white boys got to shout.
So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that. Because your waist is small and your curves are kicking, and I'm thinking about sticking to
the song is pretty clear about who's to blame. Magazines like Cosmo and Playboy pushing a very specific worldview of what women should look like. And in the past quarter of a century, sure, things have changed a bit. Here's Ashley Weatherford, beauty editor at New York Magazine's fashion site, The Cut.
It's been a long time coming, but I think there's certainly an element of, especially within, you know, the magazine space, of embracing a diversity of body sizes.
Though Weatherford says her site might be ahead of the curve on that. And she says black women didn't really need Sir Mix-a-Lot to take up this particular fight for women.
But that doesn't mean it's not nice.
As for Sir Mix-a-Lot, he hasn't put the song behind him yet, playing it when he gets a chance.
Do I do bar mitzvahs? No. You know, you got to draw a line somewhere. But when you're in front of a big crowd, I know what they're there to see.
So ladies, yeah! Ladies, yeah! If you want to roll my Mercedes,
yeah!
Turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got to shout. Baby Got Back.
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.